Pro Wrestling. Today we have an amazing show. We're going to do a rundown of what's going down in everything women's pro wrestling. We have a very special guest. We're going to do Stars of the Week and a little bit of a poll for you guys, you know, so we can involve everybody. Now, let's get into my special guest. I said ghost. Oh my goodness. My special guest that we have, or oh my gosh, host. Where is my mind today? My special host that we have in studio. Without you guys, this would not be happening because I would definitely lose my mind. So, social media manager for X-Pac 12360 and the host for Mixed Match Challenge, Anissa Barr.
That's me. I'm Anissa Barr.
And the host and backstage reporter for Women of Wrestling and one of the hosts for AfterBuzz SmackDown Live, Gabby Loren.
Hey, guys.
And our very, very special guest today. I mean, the list is kind of long, though. The list is kind of long. So, she's a professional stuntwoman. She was in Black Panther. Dora Milaje. She is also was on the U.S. Olympic bobsledding team.
National bobsled.
National bobsledding team. And she's, you know, part of the Pac-12, Pac-10. I am pleased to... Oh, also, the most important part, while she was also on the show, she was Frost on WoW. That's the most important. It's like, why do we have something from Black Panther? She was Frost from WoW. Please welcome Janissa Adam Gennard.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome. The champ is here.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
I'm great.
It's so crazy because we've been friends on Facebook. Like, I need to go back and see when we started. We've been friends on Facebook for literally...
years.
Yeah. It might be hitting 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
And I know...
That's you kind a of, while.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a long time,
yeah.
Right?
You kind
we
of
could
see
have had a baby
people.
By now.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of see people, and it's like, okay, whatever. And I don't really see your stuff pop up on Facebook or whatever, but it's just kind of one of those things where I was speaking to Sadell. She's actually in GLOW, and she's actually in Black Panther. And I didn't know... It's just a long 2 degrees of separation. So yes. I hit her up on Facebook, and I was like, hey... Can you do the show? And she was like, sure. I was like, oh, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Maybe because we've been, there's that trust factor. Like,
yes.
We didn't put on the annoying stuff on Facebook, so it's like, she should be
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
It's
That's
been
good.
10 years. So.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad
thank you
for coming in.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to do a quick little, because there is a lot of wrestling. Podcast, TV show, SmackDown, Fast Lane. There's just too much going on. So for you guys who haven't been able to keep up, because I kind of haven't, I'm going to do a women's pro wrestling roundup. So I'm just going to do a speed round of everything that's going on in women's pro wrestling. So in Impact, on Impact Wrestling this week, we have a big clash happening that's happening between Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie, who is going to be our guest in a few weeks. So
yay.
Keep on... watching. And then Ring of Honor, moving on to Ring of Honor, Women of Honor Championship. So if you go on Twitter, they have like this, it's actually I'm really excited about this, have this whole kind of, what's it called?
Bracket.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They have this whole kind of bracket that's going on. So the Supercard's going to be April 7th. So they're in the first quarterfinal right now, and that is with Tennille Dashwood and Brandi Rhodes, who mm-hmm. also might be a guest.
Y'all get all the good guests.
Yeah.
Get everybody else.
Right.
Work hard. And then moving on to Raw, Absolution member Sonya Deville had a match with Sasha Banks, who was accompanied by Bayley. I mean, Bayley just needs to get her life. They need to figure that out. So Sasha won. They, you know, pretty much ragged on Sasha, and you know that's kind of the sum up of that. Now also in Raw, Alexa Bliss came on with Mickie James. They thought that they're gonna bring Nia Jax out to battle Asuka. That didn't happen. Mickie James battled Asuka, and then Mickie James and Alexa talked about Nia
backstage, bad situation.
I'm actually loving this. I think we can talk about this in the news.
This
it's a really good term.
Uncomfortable,
but it all made sense. I was uncomfortable 2 weeks ago how they were setting it up, but whoever the writer is for this particular storyline, I'm very, very happy about it. Also, Nia Jax actually crushed this one chick, Joan King. I'm sorry, she's in the hospital. You should have known better. in SmackDown. Asuka shows up. She challenges Charlotte Flair. Obviously, that's going to be an amazing match. I kind of see the storyline with this. I mean, I don't see Asuka losing WrestleMania, but, you know, we'll see what happens. This whole thing with Naomi and Carmella with the hair-pulling thing, that was kind of ridiculous. But Carmella looked really, really good. She looked more aggressive than usual. But, you know, when a girl gets her weave done, it's not a good look.
You ain't... Go.
They even put it on Instagram after, yeah. and she was like, "No, girl, I just got those sew-ins."
Thank you.
It's not a
we
good
care
look.
About all of that.
It's when you pay for it. So Trinity, Naomi, aka Naomi, went on Twitter and she said, "I'm shaving my head bald, so Carmilla will have no choice but to fight me instead of pulling my hair."
Wait, so on that subject, the former Frost and Women of Wrestling, yes. if you have a weave in your hair, how do you wrestle like that? I've always wondered.
It's so dirty. Hey, it's
very easy. I mean, I would have my hair down.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
It's staying with me. And mine's, I don't know, she maybe need to like use sewing and not glue. Maybe she
glue. It was sewed in.
She sewed in.
But
that, yeah.
Naomi, like her hair is, that's not cheap hair.
No,
like you
she
don't
got
want
the
people.
Real, no,
yeah, you don't
it's,
want.
It's that expensive
yeah.
stuff.
And Carmella's is so. I mean,
yeah,
glued
she has
in.
A, oh, she
yeah,
because
some of them, a lot of them use the glue because they don't want to use.
Or they might have the tracks or that's a
the
whole
clip-on
yeah.
hair situation.
No, my stuff was glued. My stuff was sewn yeah. in.
See, like you see how your shirt is like sewn together.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
it's not gonna rip.
It's not gonna rip. It's not gonna move. It's gonna take a lot. So you look very shocked. So
yeah, because that sounds painful.
You braid your hair first,
okay.
and then you sew the track to the braid.
Yes.
So your braids are not moving, therefore your sewing is not moving.
I've actually had that before, and that stuff really hurt my head.
Yeah, because you haven't been braiding your hair since you were like,
no,
yeah, no.
But I've had extensions for the last 12 years.
You're so... So
it just kills because it's a lot of weight, and I guess I have a small head, you know.
Yeah, see, when you grow with that weight on your head already,
yeah.
It's nothing.
Not. You're
used to it.
You grew up since like maybe two,
yes.
and like your grandmother, or your mother's braiding your hair. It's a very natural
yeah.
thing. So,
and a good beautician, she gonna go over that like 2-3 times.
Yeah,
because I ain't never left no hair or weave in the ring.
Oh no,
well yeah. that's good.
And it's yeah. always stayed on my head.
I was always wondering because you know back in the day you'd go to clubs, you'd see like a weave on the floor.
Yeah, that's the cheap stuff that you buy. That's the cheap stuff that you buy. That's the clip-ins and the glue-ins, like the legit ones. Like you,
stays in the head.
The legit ones stay in the head. You don't want to blow it away. You don't want, if you're having, you know, relations with your significant other, they pull it. You don't want any of that.
Mm-mm.
The good stuff, you keep
the
it in place.
The good stuff, you can actually treat it like your real hair.
Yeah.
You can wash it. You can
right.
blow dry
he can pull
you
it.
Can condition. He can pull it.
That's the only way to go.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
You don't
it.
Want the one-time use hair.
No, you don't want that. Waste of money. To WWE NXT. Oh my gosh, Bianca Belair. She's my favorite. I don't know if you guys watch Maylan Kosick. Also a track star, by the way, so you need to look her up. She also did CrossFit, so I'm just in love no matter what. I believe when she moves on to WWE, like the main roster, she's just going to be amazing because she's
wow.
definitely a hard worker. So she had a big battle with Drew Renee, which she just pretty much decimated. I meant to include the video. If you guys just look up YouTube, the video's amazing. So she does a triple vertex suplex into a front
Ooh.
Face suplex and then a fallaway powerbomb to end the match.
That's the way you want to do it.
That's
yeah.
the way you want to do
mm-hmm.
it. So next, actually tonight, what's happening tonight is Lacey Evans and Dakota Kai, which I believe the guys are talking over by NXT. But you know, I know you guys are popping in and out of the live chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's checking out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it of the rundown. That's what's going on. Like I said, there's just a lot of stuff going on. We just trying to help you out, water cooler talk and all that good stuff. So let's move on to the news. So Fastlane, did everybody get a chance to watch Fastlane at all?
Yes.
So how do you guys, what's the overall take of Fastlane?
I liked it. I thought it was a really good pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to see Carmella actually getting more involved with the wrestling. I've seen her a lot of times on Tuesday nights just running out of the ring, doing basic things. And she seems like she's actually getting at it now.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually doing something, making moves. And she is teasing maybe a WrestleMania, you know, cash-in with
yeah.
that Money in the Bank.
Pull a Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I thought it was really good to see her and Natalya team up against
mm-hmm.
Becky Lynch and Naomi. And they won, so
yes.
that was nice. And then also Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott, interesting match. And then, of course, the main event, AJ Styles retains. However, it was definitely unfair. I liked how Shane got a kick to the face. However, he was totally wrong by ruining Kevin Owens' chance at the WWE
really
Championship.
Kevin Owens
oh, hell yeah. I'm all Kevin Owens 100%.
See, this, I liked certain parts of the fast lane with the Natalya, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Naomi thing. It just felt like, okay, what's this? Because it feels like we're getting ready for WrestleMania. So the
yeah.
thing with WrestleMania
mm-hmm.
is, like, show me, it's almost like show me the money. Show me the stories that I want to get emotionally attached to so that when it gets to WrestleMania, I'm going to be so involved
mm-hmm.
that no matter what happens. So this match was just like, and you guys know, I'm, like, team Naomi all the way, so I'm cheering for her all the time. But it's just
yeah.
the storyline was just like, eh.
Yeah.
Who cares? So, and then with the AJ Styles thing, I was just like, I feel like we've seen different variations of this over the last 6 months or so. Mm. So, I don't know. Well,
I'm excited for AJ Nakamura.
But the Fatal 5-Way with Cena
I was all confused.
Yeah, it was not a.
Well, I mean, hey, it led to a match with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania for, you know, up till this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's. We're just talking women now, so we'll just talk. We'll save this for.
I just felt that Charlotte carried that whole match. Mm-hmm. Ruby Riott looked a little nervous going through the ropes.
Wouldn't you
be? Well, I mean, if you're a wrestler and you've been doing this for so long, you should be fine going through the ropes.
Say you were battling. My first instinct was Stone Cold, but say you're battling somebody who's like
bulkier.
Not bulkier, but a pro. There's the years difference. I understand what you're saying. Like, you're there. You need to come prepared. But, I don't know. I just didn't.
You could see in her face that she was like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have gone through the ropes.
Yeah. Well, it's good, though, because they've only been, how long have they been?
And I didn't like the fact that Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan showed up.
Yeah, but that's what they're supposed to do.
No, it should be a one-on-one. I want to see what Ruby Riott and Charlotte can do. I'm tired of them showing up randomly at times. I want to see one-on-one. I'm over it.
Well, the problem is if they don't show up, they have nothing to do. They can't get that paycheck.
Well, they're going to get the paycheck either way.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
No, they're...
Well, the thing is, a lot of people think, there's controversy on this, that once Ruby Riott makes it for herself, those two are going to just up and be X'd out of the main roster. They have to hold their own, you know, in some way or another.
Well, Fastlane, I did the Fastlane after show here, and Steve Kaufman, who is our other host here on AfterBuzz, mm-hmm. he thinks that the Riott Squad is the Destiny's Child and Ruby Riott is a Beyonce.
Kind of ish.
Moving on. These ladies were here
in a different way.
In the blink of an eye.
To the left.
I know. They were here in a blink of an eye and now they are gone. Sage Beckett and Abby Lith. They are they released from WWE NXT. So according to Mike Johnson of PW Insider, he said pretty much they just didn't have a really good storyline for them, and you know, their roster for women is just so huge right now. You have so many great women that are just in NXT alone, mm-hmm. that they just didn't see a future for them at this point in time. So.
It's so interesting because they were both in the Mae Young Classic, mm-hmm. and I find that odd that they would place these girls in there and then just get rid of them, you know, shortly after.
I mean, I wonder if they did it how they did, was it Darren Young and Summer Rae? How, like, they were both at a, this is bad, they were both at an event, at a basketball event, and they got they found out on Twitter.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like, they didn't even get a call.
No.
Yeah, they didn't get a call.
That's breaking up via text message.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's
not good.
I wonder if it's the same thing that happened to them. Like, they found out, or did somebody, or what's worse, somebody walks up to you at the performance center and is like, yeah, don't clear out your locker. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But you never know. You might see them again on WWE TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. I mean, people pop up all the time. So a rumor has it that this is only the beginning of spring cleaning as far as everything that's going to go on. So there might be more cuts happening. So, you know.
It's definitely going to be more cuts.
Well, as long as they don't cut
Naomi,
I'm good.
They're not going to cut your girl.
They won't do that.
They're not going to cut your girl.
So the WWE women are making history again. So on Monday Night Raw, they announced that there will be a fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royale coming up in WrestleMania 34. So first I thought this was great, and then I was like, not so much. So what do you ladies think about it?
This is a bull.
Yeah, it's the same reaction.
Crap.
Okay.
This is disrespectful. No, this is where I'm going to be very heated.
Okay.
This is disrespectful to every single woman that ever worked their ass off. This is disrespectful for the industry. This is repulsive. Her name should not even be questioned anymore.
So
there's no good positive thing about Moolah ever. This should be about Luna Vachon, Sherry Martel, Ivory, maybe anybody else.
Too.
Yeah, China, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of these women worked their asses off. And the fact that she had the audacity to have her daughter be named Slave Moolah is disrespectful.
So bring it back for some folks, because I know our people on our chat, the chat knows what's going on. But for the folks who are just watching the show, they want to know why you're angry. So why is it that you feel like it's not a good look for her?
Because they say, she paved the way. The reason why she was a women's champion for 30 plus years or whatever mm-hmm. is because she didn't want any other woman to go over. She secretly made sure Vince Sr. probably paid him or did something to make sure she's hold that title. She's the original screw job. She screwed over Wendy Richter. She didn't want Wendy Richter to win the championship. She screwed her over. It's on YouTube. It's on
and now
the internet.
There's also some other backlash with that that's separate from the ring as far as she had a wrestling camp where she used women. Mm-hmm.
Training.
She was essentially almost like
a
madam in some sort of way. So there's a lot of drama, like a lot of controversy. She is obviously not here to, yay or nay it at all. But there are a lot of people who were part of her camp or under, like she trained them, that they're coming forward and saying this is a terrible choice.
Yeah.
Right. So again,
I don't know. I think I had the same initial reaction as UTK. Last night I was doing my show for SmackDown Live here. And at first you're like, oh, cool. Like there's another, thing to be proud of for women, right? And celebrate women. But then when you read into Moolah and all of her history and, what she's done and what people claim she's done, it gets kind of fuzzy and gray in those areas. Like you were mentioning, there's a lot of accusations of like sexual exploitation mm-hmm. and financial impropriety. She was taking money from people, like ripping people off left and right. I heard that in one of the articles, it said that she was charging her trainees over $1,500 mm-hmm. to train, and that didn't even include rent.
Yeah, and then when they got signed, it was a whole nother mm-hmm. thing. I think Ash on Twitter kind of summed it up. The phallus Moolah was a serial abuser of women in every way possible. She made her career off of suffering and exploitation of young women who trusted her with their lives and safety. She shouldn't be honored by WWE. They should be ashamed that they enabled her.
Yeah, there are probably better people out there, Anissa mentioned, that should be honored and put to this title. And if you guys are mad about it, online there's actually a change.org petition.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
they're serious.
They're very serious. So the fans have created a change.org petition to change the name and rename the Battle Royale. And they already have over 7,300 signatures, and they only needed 7,500, so they're almost at their goal.
You know what's going to happen?
GoFundMe next, right?
Yeah. Who are they really funding?
Right? Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? It's not going to happen. This is a Vince decision. I'm not speaking for him, but I'm guessing this is a Vince decision. Petitions, that's not going to affect
I don't know, but sometimes with controversy, like the Me Too movement and everything that goes on, like people pull stuff right away.
How old is Vince? Like 70-something years old?
Yeah, but Vince isn't necessarily the only one. There's also other people in his family in the business that have say, and I think if there's enough controversy, especially in the media and the public, that creates change.
Yeah.
So you never know what the power of the fans, can do.
Well, I guess you have more hope than I do.
Yeah,
I think the combination with that and the Kid Rock Hall of Fame thing is just
not about the Kid Rock Hall of Fame.
It's not necessarily not about the Kid Rock Hall of Fame. I think it's the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a publicly traded company, you don't want to be showed aligned. There goes my phone. Why is it? Okay. You don't want to be showed. You don't want to be aligned with the right or the left. With those two things that happened with Moolah and Kid Rock, it's looking like. And then on top of that, his wife is in the office. For small businesses under Trump, it just looks like they're completely, for one organization.
Right.
So it just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
On that side of things. I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying the timing of it all is probably not the greatest thing.
I mean, shoot, put Limp Bizkit in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, there's so many options. Now, first you see her, now you don't. Ronda Rousey, obviously, she signed to WWE. She's supposed to be on Raw. They said she's going to be on Raw every week up until WrestleMania. And Raw came. And she wasn't there.
Didn't I say this? That she wasn't going to show up?
You did say it, but WWE issued a statement. It's not it's like, oh, we hope she's going to show up. WWE issued a statement. Now you actually can't find that statement anywhere. WWE
It's just ghosts now, It just disappeared.
Disappeared.
Never happened.
Ironically, Ronda showed up on Ellen. Did anybody see that Ellen interview?
Yeah.
It's actually really
disrespectful.
Yeah.
How do you...
Okay, so you're promoting wrestling.
This one I love.
You're promoting... Look. No disrespect to Rhonda. I like her. I really do.
I don't.
Just the way... Oh, okay, girl.
Meanwhile, I better move because I'm wearing the wrong shirt today.
I know, right?
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. She said she kind of exposed the business. You're not supposed to do that. And now makes people making fun of us who love this business so saying that, oh, it's fake.
Very true.
The way she said it, no, she needs WWE training on how to speak correctly. I like Ronda. I respect
Did
her.
Did she use the word fake, though?
She said scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that slap was coming.
Synonym is fake, yeah.
I'm training to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's just little things that when that if you love this business, know this business. Right. It's just a little thing that you can
don't
pick.
Say scripted. You can say, like, hey, you know, I make sure I know my moves, so in case somebody do a move on me, I know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have my finishing moves. I do, but you never say scripted.
Yeah,
like, everybody know that.
Yeah, I don't recall any wrestlers who've done anything like this, like a Ellen or a Jimmy Kimmel saying
well,
anything
John,
to that.
Well, yeah, I know, but John Cena was on it. Darren Young was on Ellen.
But they know how to speak.
Yeah.
They know
exactly, and that's the thing. She doesn't have, like, and I don't understand why WWE doesn't teach her, hey, when you go to go talk about this situation, this is way how you say it. How is it different if one of their superstars goes out and do an interview and they have to, their interviews are way different, very, very different compared to that one?
It's not different. I think WWE dropped the ball here. They definitely have someone in charge of media and marketing.
Yes, they do.
And they did not thoroughly train Ronda because I think she came in as a superstar. They probably think she already knows what she's doing.
Well.
Right.
But that is not the case. They need to jump in right there.
Right. And the fact that they gave the fans Snickers. I'm sorry, Ronda didn't show up, but here's a Snickers bar. Great for Snickers, the branding, but like,
she disappeared just like the end of that match when she lost in the ring in the UFC.
Oh.
That's how. That's what she did. She disappeared. She was like, I'm out of here.
I'm done.
I'm just passionate about wrestling
really,
in general.
I couldn't even guess that
and
one.
And women wrestling,
she
period.
She met everybody.
So it's just like, being able to see this, it's like, I'm now confused.
I will say, though, her coming off Raw before WrestleMania is kind of a smart decision because she's not, like, oversaturating her storyline before we get there. Sometimes, I mean, she's coming into the ring. She has her storyline ready with Stephanie McMahon and Triple H and Kurt Angle. If you do too much to that, I feel like it's going to ruin what we're about to see at WrestleMania. They can't have a match before then. So it's going to be banter and slapping in the ring.
Here's the problem. This is kind of, I think spoke about it weeks ago when it was announced that she was going to sign. It's kind of like they're in a catch-22. She's a very, obviously she's an athlete, so she could pick up other things, but like you were saying, wrestling is a different thing. So
absolutely.
It's just like, for instance, you're a sprinter. You're a sprinter. So you running the marathon is going to be
totally
a different
beast. I need a total different trainer. I probably need a different coach.
Right.
You know
so
what I mean?
She's been training, but she hasn't been training in the art of speaking. She's been training, but she hasn't been working necessarily with other women and stuff like that. So the fact is, she has that huge name, and it's bringing a lot of attention to WWE, people who are not wrestling fans. Now, the thing is, can she carry it? And she's not in the position to carry it. So maybe they might have overshot her debuting in WrestleMania. Maybe she should have maybe did live shows and then kind of prepared for maybe a SummerSlam. So she did live shows.
True.
Now she did TV. Now we're seeing her fighting. Now we're at SummerSlam. Maybe the timing of it was a little bit off. However, I'm making a bold prediction. I made it on Raw. I'm making it here now because I think I'm going to be right. I heard some information. I can't tell it to you, but I think I'm going to be right. The Rock. We'll be at WrestleMania.
Oh, I totally called that like for the last few weeks too.
Totally, yeah.
People on Raw on the live chat were getting on me. It's gonna happen.
No, I believe that.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh yeah, definitely. He has to.
So
it's The Rock.
I heard something. I'll tell you guys after.
Okay.
I believe he'll be there too, for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll make for a better fight. Like I don't get me wrong, I like Kurt Angle, but I just think because Ronda and The Rock appeared, you told me it last week, in San Jose for that WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the fact that he might either come and help her or
he need to help her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's true.
He needs to help her. For real. She right now, she's doing a whole collaboration type tour, right? She's making sure she's teaming up with him.
Yeah.
They go on places. She needs that. He don't need it. He just there helping her. He's like, hey, don't worry, girl. I got
you. And then he'll bring more eyeballs out. People are going to watch The Rock because we haven't seen The Rock in a very long time.
He's trying to finesse her.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to
do. It's a good masking agent. Speaking of finesse, the ladies of GLOW and WWE will go head-to-head in a lip sync battle.
And I am very excited about this. Actually, sign
awesome.
Up for tickets.
I know. I meant to sign up. I think we should. I think we should all sign up for tickets.
I was going to ask you guys if you wanted to go.
I think we should go.
Sure. So make sure you do that now, so you don't lose out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, come with us.
I'm down.
Yeah. I was so mad when I saw this because, like I said, I can't remember if we were on air or off air when we said that, but Sadell, who's also on Black Panther, who's our mutual friend, I met Sadell
in person. Fellow Caribbean.
Yeah, fellow Caribbean. She's on GLOW, and I text her, I'm like, why aren't you doing this? Because Sadell is forever booty popping and singing at our boot camp. I'm like, you are perfect for this. Why didn't they, like, holler? She's actually in Canada at the moment filming something. I think it's
Arrow. Yes, Arrow.
So I was just
connected through Canada and like Caribbean and Facebook. And it's hilarious.
So I'm very upset that she's not going to be in it, but the team is going to be Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Alicia Fox, Carmilla, and then it's going to be, so there's pretty much Total Diva. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be Kate Nash, Jackie Tom, Sanita, thank you, and Brittany Young.
I think Carmella is going to actually go really hard on this one because
she
on Total Diva, she like raps.
Yeah.
Like, she's like rapping with her.
She's down.
Yeah, she's down. I think she's going to kill it. So is Alicia Fox.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Alicia's going to kill it.
She'll be funny. Yeah.
This is going to be a great one.
Yeah, I think Nikki surprised me with the dancing thing. So I think she might actually surprise me too with the singing because I didn't think she could dance and she lasted a long time on Dancing with the Stars. So.
Yeah. Hey, people can dance when they got a choreographer.
Yeah.
Have you seen Master P and Jerry Seinfeld?
That was a beautiful thing.
When
a good choreographer can make you feel like you just touring with all the stars.
I also feel like if you're in fitness or you've done any sort of athletics, then you know how to just get yourself in the zone for another sort of sport.
How many seasons have you watched Dancing with the Stars?
I only watch here and there.
I only watch here and there too, but I covered, I think, 2 seasons ago or something like that. They always say that, but there's always some athlete who proves them wrong. It's one of those things. It's always a hit and miss. It's just one of those
things. Was it Jerry Rice or somebody who just didn't have like much rhythm? It was one of them.
All right. That was kind of blow by of everything that was going on. Now to our guest. Wow.
Wow.
No pun intended.
Wow.
I know. So pretty much, so let's kind of like, I kind of give a short form of everything that's going on. Born and raised in Los Angeles.
L.A.
You can sign language or sign language?
No.
Yes.
She's,
nice.
She's like legit, not like two lines like I love you.
She can wrestled. Do all
yeah.
Wow. That's
then,
awesome.
So then you went to school, Berkeley, right?
UC Berkeley. Whoa. Go Bears. I bleed blue and gold. Mm. I was there at the Pac-10, not the WAC-12.
Mm. track athlete, sprinter. What events did you run?
Hurdles and heptathlon. I was like a little Jackie Joyner. A little Jackie joining.
From that, you went awesome. Bobsled.
Yes.
National team.
Brakeman. Yes. I didn't see any of the race.
Wow. Yeah. Seems like anything you touch just like turns to gold.
Seriously. Thrills.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've done a lot of things. It's cool.
And then you, which came first? Because obviously you're an athlete, you've been the skills. So did the wrestling come first or did wanting to be a stunt woman come first?
Stunts came first.
Okay.
Stunts was first. It was like athletic modeling that came first because I was an actress before I started doing stunts, but always been an athlete.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Track and field since I was 8 years old. I was a national champion when I was 12.
Okay.
I was CIF champion my senior year at high school. I hold the school record and the 300-meter hurdles. Mm-hmm. So track has always been that foundation, and then I also did volleyball in there and stuff. But track has literally paved the way for everything.
It's the base.
It is the base. Mm-hmm. It's nice. The base. I think they call it in Europe athletics.
Yeah. Wow. It's the base for everything that has to do with you. If you're doing any type of sport with your feet, it just the technique involved. Like if you can run a decent 100-meter, guaranteed that you'll be able to do good basketball, football, all that, especially football. It translates into so many other sports.
So when you decided to get into stunts, when you had that thought, you know, I'm an actress, I think you saw something on television, right?
I did. I was watching this movie. Okay, first of all, we all know you run opposite arm, opposite leg. That's just how, you know, it's just natural. Okay.
That annoys me. I know what you're saying. That annoys me so
I was
much.
Watching this movie.
Oh, no.
I was watching a movie, and this man, he was running horribly. And I was like, first of all, that's not even comfortable, you know? And then I'm looking at the stunt credits at the end. I'm like, I could do that. I could do stunts. I'm an athlete. I ran, like, my entire life. And boom, immediately, that was when I was like, I'm going to do stunts. I started training. I picked up taekwondo. Right. I picked up basic tumbling because I knew how to do a cartwheel and a round off. But there is so much more to stunts and gymnastics besides a cartwheel and a round off. Like, that's cute for your friends who can't do it. You know what I mean? But I needed to know how to do a back handspring, a wall flip, and all that other stuff. Know how to land properly. And so I picked that up, and I started doing that.
So when you picked it up and you had these, like, initial thoughts, was the next step to go into training, to find a place to learn how to do stunts? What did you do next?
So I was training at a gym. It was White Lotus at the time. It's not even there anymore, and it was in Reseda. Mm-hmm. And I got with the guy who was there, and I was taking private lessons, like, private, like before the group came in, mm-hmm. I was in there with him one-on-one learning how to do a back handspring, back tuck, whips, wall flips, all of that. And then I would stay afterwards when the gym, when it was open gym, and then I would like try to practice what I had just learned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly training, constantly putting in the work. If there's one thing I do, it's work hard. I don't think you might run it. You don't run into some people who say they know me. They're like, oh, she talked too much. She did, she did. Because I'm blunt and I'm real and I'm honest. But you will never find anyone to say I'm lazy, that I'm late. You know what I mean? Because I'm always working hard.
Right. In order to do the heptathlon, I mean, you can't be lazy.
7 events. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That already makes me want to throw up a little bit.
Did you catch on quick to these moves that you were learning?
The kicks were cool. I struggle with this hook kick. It just like frustrates the hell out of me. And if anybody out there that knows Taekwondo, they know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm just constantly training. I think it helps because I'm an athlete and I'm disciplined. Mm-hmm. So I'm not afraid to work at something over and over and over till I get it right. I did a lot of that with Black Panther when we had to learn the bo staff. Like, it would be lunchtime and I would still be up training. Because I didn't have a bo staff background. So I knew I had to work all the time and train, get my right hand good, get my left hand just as good as my right, because it's not my dominant hand. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly just trying to, you know, get at it.
So how did this bring you to WOW Now? To Frost.
To Frost. So I was doing the athletic modeling and the sports stuff. And I got this audition notice. Now, you know, L.A., we out here. We know.
We're hustling.
We hustling and grinding, right? It ain't L.A. if you're not hustling.
Yeah, you got like 5 jobs.
Jamaican. I got 5 jobs. 4 of them is hustling, right?
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. You need to snip that one. That's going to be a good one.
So I see this audition notice, and it says, want to be a real-life superhero. Now, my agent sent it to me. I didn't know. I had no idea what it was. I didn't know what it was. And me, I don't like to be confused. So I called him. I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, I don't know. I just think you should show up to it. I'm thinking, is this about to be the first audition I miss? Literally, I was driving. I'm like, he don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Let me just go, right? Mm-hmm. So as soon as I get in there.
Were you nervous when you didn't know what it was?
I was not nervous, I was like irritated and frustrated because I like to know. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I don't want to go on an audition and I'm like, oh, God, I'm not supposed to be dressed in this dress. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know what it is.
Right.
And he couldn't tell me, and I was like, this is strange. So I get there, and sure enough, they have all these WOW posters or like little 8.5 by 11 sheets, and it has pictures of different people. And then I recognized 2 people. I recognized this lady, Elle Alexander, who was Danger. Mm-hmm. And she's a stunt coordinator and a stunt woman. And then I recognized another girl, and I was like, oh, shoot, this might be something I need to stay for, right? And then had a little video rolling, and then Jeannie Buss walked out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm staying. Oh, hold on. I was like, Jeannie Buss here? Wait a minute. No, yeah, this meeting, I'm staying. I'm staying at this one. And so I went in there. They asked me about my athletic experience. I told them I was a stunt woman. I was just recently on the U.S. National Bobsled Team as a brakeman. I competed in college. And then I told them about my life story. And then Jeannie, right there on the spot, was like, we would love to have you, mm-hmm. as a WOW girl. And I was like, bam, killed it. Killed it. I was like, winning. Yeah, so right there on the spot, I was like offered to be a part of WOW, Women in Wrestling. And that was 2013, 12, something.
So now I watched, yeah. I think up to season 3. For some reason, season 4 is not playing, but whatever. I watched up to season 3, and now I saw you. So how did you film it? Was it all done in the same day and they broke it up? Because it looks very, like, some of the audience members are the same. And
yeah, so there. So I'm trying to remember what episode or what you said, season 3?
I saw season up from 1 to 3.
1 to 3, okay. Mm-hmm. So we had multiple matches, mm-hmm. on a single day, but that might not have been the same day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had multiple matches because I was always having like either 2 or 3 matches. each time. Yeah.
Because I don't think we saw all those. Well, I don't know. They might be somewhere else. But yeah. I think you had, like, each season is, like, maybe one or two matches.
Yeah.
Each season.
And they're probably some on archives. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably will pull out.
Even since Janisha's, you know, WoW experience, they've changed it to now they do a live event and film all their matches in one night. So it's really interesting how things kind of, like, change over time.
Yeah.
Well, changing
see what
over,
works.
Yeah, change over time now. Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys...
Girl, you are killing it now.
Oh, thank... Oh, wait. Can I give a shout out to my... Okay, so y'all know my character was Frost. Mm-hmm. And it was based off my... experience as a bobsledder, but I have to give a shout out to my Glacier crew because that was my crew. Like, okay. I called them the Glacier crew, and my little kids were called the Ice Cubes. So, shout out to the little Ice Cubes, shout out to my Glacier crew. Yeah. If y'all watching, I love y'all. The champ is here.
But I want to talk about when you were trained to be wrestling and everything. Did you catch on quickly?
I did. I will say I catched on quickly mainly because I didn't have any fear in me. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people are afraid to...
Take a bump or anything.
I was just about to say that. They're afraid to take a bump. They're afraid to get down on the ground. They're afraid to hit that rope, you know, because you get sore. You know, running ropes, that's a whole different level of conditioning.
Right.
And you get the little rope burn kind of each time you're going back on that. But I think it helped with me having that stunt background already. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't afraid to do a hip toss. I wasn't afraid to get... you know, do a suplex or any of that stuff. So I think it helped. So that's why it kind of like came natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of like challenge myself. I'm like, hey, I'm going to do a front bump high this time. You know, hey, I want to do a really high back bump. So, yeah.
Well, David McLean did say you are one of the best WoW girls he ever had.
That is very true. Yes. Thank you. I received that. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. And I would jump over the third rope and I enter. I'd be like, Yeah.
So you said like you weren't afraid to do a lot of these moves. Was there ever a point where you were learning where you were a little bit scared and you had fear that something could go wrong?
The one thing that I thought was like weird or just like, okay, I'd have to work on this, would be jumping from the third rope. Right. And I don't think I ever did that on one of my matches, but just like training. Because I was like, okay, I would think so. I'm like, how do I want to land? How do I want to do it? Mm-hmm. So when I would, because I would jump over the third rope when I would enter. That's how I entered the ring. But as far as like a move where I would like get on top of the third rope and like jump, that was one of the ones where I never really worked out. And I didn't do it in any of my matches, but wanted to because I would work on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, jumping from the third rope and then boom. Yeah, landed on somebody.
Sounds frightening.
Yeah.
I know. So... Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's adorable, right?
I just found out he lives in Sherman Oaks. I'm very excited.
Ooh. You know his address, too?
I'm probably pretty close
wow.
to it. I think I've almost... I shouldn't even say this on air, but I pretty much locked down where The Rock is, too.
Wow. Dancing
really?
Guy.
Okay, I'm giving you my list, and I need you to find some people for me.
He's cute, okay. Then, and we can definitely do that.
Yes. We're going to make
some
that
motivation.
Happen. Okay.
So how did it all come about? Because this thing, they've been talking about this for a long period of time. Pretty much Black Panther has been in other movies, so they knew the movie was coming.
Yeah,
they
Civil
got,
War.
Yeah, they got the whole cast together. Now, these badass women, like, it's just, did you guys get to see the movie?
No, I
yes.
haven't.
It was amazing.
So amazing.
I want to.
Oh my gosh.
It's, missing out.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
I mean.
The timing for the women is, it was just perfect.
Craziness. For me, dream come true. I felt like all my hard work had paid off. I mean, including the wrestling experience, the stunt experience, the training for years before I even had a stunt job. I just feel like the Lord answered my prayers, mm-hmm. and he just was like, here, take all of these blessings right now.
Right. And so just to clarify everybody, so everybody knows, so you were part of the Dora Milaje.
The Dora Milaje, yes.
And then you're also the backup stunt woman for...
I got to double the Okoye character.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Just, it's such a, if you haven't seen the movie, I don't know what you've been doing with your life. Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
sorry. You know what? I would say, you know, I've been telling people because it's still really popular. And
oh, $1 billion.
Yeah, the theaters are still getting crowded.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, go on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Go between like 10 and 3. All the black folks is at church. You ain't got to worry about all of that. You know, you, hey, I'm just.
You did not.
It's an amazing movie.
Go. You can sit wherever you want. You don't worry about nobody taking your seat.
So when you did stunts for Okoye's character, there's that scene where she's actually going in the Lexus car. I think they're throwing things out enemy. Were you actually on top of the vehicle and doing any of those stunts?
I did the testing for that because they shot part of that they shot part of that in Korea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in South Korea. And so
that's so you were standing on top of the car.
I didn't do that part. Okay. No, I wasn't doing that in Korea.
So that might have been
but we always like test, you know, we do the test and take the cars out and stuff. Mm. So while we were in Atlanta doing Screen Gems, I got a chance to test that.
Wow. Did they send you to any cool places? So did you get to go to Korea?
I did not get to go to Korea. No. I was heartbroken too. Oh. It's so funny. With the productions of like movies and stuff, there's schedules that are done and then those things can get changed around. Because originally I was gonna go to Korea. That was part of the plan.
So now that you've worked for Okoye, or that character?
The character.
Will you be doing more work for that actual actress in the future?
So, Avengers Infinity War comes out. I was very blessed to be a part of that.
You got to do that
too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, blessings have been just raining down. And because I didn't know that we were going over to Avengers. I didn't know that when I did Black Panther.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody knew that, to be honest with you, because Marvel's really secretive with their information and the intellectual property and stuff. I didn't know that. That came up probably around like within like the third month of a shooting. They were like, hey, you guys are going to I think you guys are going to go over to Avengers because there's some stuff over there and you guys see it in the trailer and stuff. So it's just.
So that's the entire stunt team that gets moved to the next movie?
It's characters. It's based on characters.
Gotcha.
Yeah, based on characters.
So then you got the lucky one.
I was like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is so great. This and Ryan Coogler is amazing.
Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther.
Bay Area. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was. Wow. That was such a... I saw the movie four times.
I saw it four times, too.
But you didn't see the movie. You didn't actually know what was happening in the movie until...
I did not know. So you're shooting these movies. Yeah. They're necessarily not shooting everything in sequence. Some things are out of sequence, and you kind of really only know the stuff that you've been a part of because no one's really sharing what they did on set if you weren't there. Mm-hmm. And so I did not know that... You close your ears. I didn't know, like, Claw was going to have that thing happen to him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Michael B. Jordan or Killmonger was going to have that happen. Like, there's just things I didn't know, and I was there shooting. Mm-hmm. I was there shooting.
Hi, Auntie.
I mean, so that scene, like, we're there. So, because you see it's, like, in the throne room and everyone's there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know about them going to go visit Winston or M'Baku in his
Winston,
little...
Though.
There's just things that I was sitting there jaw dropped. I watched a movie for the first time on January 29th at the world premiere, like everybody else, for the first time. And when I tell you, I was sitting there jaw dropped, like, damn, Ryan is a beast. Mm-hmm. How they grouped it together and our colors all pop and our costumes are so vibrant on that screen. And you saw his vision. I mean, he did not want us to use ball caps for our head because that wasn't in the vision. And I see why. It just worked for us to be bald.
Right.
It looked more authentic, and that's what he wanted. So.
Did you do a lot of green screen work, or were you guys on location?
We were at Screen Gems. We did on location as well. Then they went to Korea. So it was a little bit of everything.
That's great.
Yeah. It was a little bit of everything.
Wow.
It was so cool.
And now you're also, according to your IMDb, you're going to be working on Godzilla King of the Monsters, or you did?
Yeah, we did that. That comes out in 2019.
Wow, so that's already shot. You already did your stunts for it.
Yeah, we shot that. And I love Aisha Hines. She's like the best. I got to double her over there and doubling her on 911.
So what's next for
living
you?
Living in my overflow. I'm living in my overflow right now.
Well, what's next for you?
Okay, so... I've been crossing my fingers and like claiming a lot of things because I'm waiting to hear back for a show, another show and a project. So I'm already receiving it. I'm like, I'm walking as if it already happened. And then those are the two big things right now that I'm just waiting to hear back on. The Lexus Super Bowl Black Panther commercial is still running. I was like, well
those
done, my king.
Yes.
I was like, yes, well done, my king.
So, now any desire to kind of pursue women's wrestling again, especially with the women's evolution that's happening in the WWE and other places as well?
Yeah, I have. So, that's a great question. I've had so many people hit me up about that. And I'm totally down to go back into the wrestling. Like, I would love to, if I can't be Frost again, then I have my alter ego, which would be Black Ice. Mm-hmm. You know, proceed with caution.
Ideas.
Y'all heard that here first. Because I've been working on that in the back of, you know, I always got stuff working on. But, yeah, I would definitely want to be Black Ice. That would be the alter ego to Frost.
Okay.
And proceed with caution would be my tagline.
So who's been contacting you?
I can't say all of that.
I mean, I try to.
Well, does that mean you're going
to
be working with those people?
I'm just waiting for stuff. There's stuff that had happened like 2 years ago that kind of fell through. I still do appearances. I've been to Vegas a couple times. I still do that stuff, but it needs to be right. Like, I'm not the one who's just always like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. I'm not. No. It has to be right. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to accept anything. Like, that's like, I feel like actors shouldn't do the same thing. Just don't accept every script. You know, read it. Make sure it fits you. Make sure it's a part of your brand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I take all that into consideration. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I mean, this went by way too quickly.
Okay.
We need a part two with you.
Yes, part two.
We need to have you come in again, yes. Part two. But where can everybody find you?
They can find me at Hollywood Lady J. That's Hollywood Lady and then the letter J. That's on Instagram and Twitter. I think people still use that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my full name, Janisha Adams Guignard, on Facebook. But, yeah.
It was lovely having you.
Lovely. Thank you for coming in.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, yes. Next time you're going to scrap a lot of stuff. I know there's just so much going on. But your commentary on everything was really good. Especially when we got into the hair stuff. All right, ladies, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on social media at Anissa Barr with 3 R's at the end.
And you guys could follow me at Gabby Loren TV on both Instagram and Twitter. And I'm here on Tuesday nights for SmackDown Live with AfterBuzz TV. And WOW, Women of Wrestling Season 5 coming to you in 2018 this year.
Excuse me. So we have a lot of stuff going on. So we want our fans, you guys who are listening, we know there's a lot of wrestling podcasts all over the place. We want you guys to get involved. So we're going to be having a poll every week. So this poll that this week is going to happen, we're going to put it up on Twitter and on Instagram, and then we're going to kind of announce who the winner of it. So this poll is going to be, who is your overall favorite WWE Women's Champion? So is it Raw's champion, Alexa Bliss, or SmackDown's champion, Charlotte Flair? So kind of vote. We're going to have that up for you. Please vote. And then, you know, we also are reading your comments on YouTube and iTunes, all that good stuff. Please leave comments, give us 5 stars. We are going to be reading some comments, you know, because we appreciate our fans.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you can find us on everything at WPW Weekly. Subscribe to our channel, all that good stuff. We really thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for watching and have a glorious rest of the week. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thanks, guys.
Wakanda forever!
Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling. We ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.